bring greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Trust that as we look into his word, that he will speak to us and give us the words or give us the challenge for our lives today. Taking my text this morning from Exodus chapter 14, where we see the people of Israel in quite a predicament. They find themselves in a situation that is almost impossible. And I think there may be some of us here this morning that can relate to some of those situations where we find ourselves in a crisis. And we're not sure which way to go. We sometimes cry out and we try to navigate the things of life on our own strength. But it seems as though there's no way out. I think I'll just take the time to read this scripture, and I invite you to stand as I read the first 14 verses in Exodus chapter 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, They are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot, took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them. All the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camping by the sea beside Pihahiroth before Baal-zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. They said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. You may be seated. Waiting patiently for God may be one of the most difficult things for us in our Christian walk. We are, as human beings, we like to make plans. We set ourselves goals. We have deadlines. We set ourselves time limits. And sometimes we find that things aren't going the way that we had planned. And sometimes I think we're tempted to respond as the children of Israel did. Why did you bring us into this situation? When are you going to do something about this situation? We get excited. We feel like if something isn't done, it's going to be too late. But I want to assure you this morning, God is never late. God acts according to his time schedule, not ours. And God is searching for people who will trust him in whatever situation they find themselves in, whatever crisis or trial or hopeless situation they find themselves in. God is looking for people to trust him. And in fact, it seems as though sometimes God deliberately leads us into situations that are alarming, situations that are difficult. He leads us there to test us. He wants to see if we're willing to stand still, if we're willing to wait for him to bring the deliverance. The psalmist states that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God has a plan for each of our lives. The word ordered there has the idea of being prearranged, a step by step. It's fixed. It's ordained by God. And so, as believers in Jesus Christ, as followers of him, every situation we find ourselves in is ordered by God. Even the difficult situations. God allows these to make us into the people he wants us to be, to produce faith, to mold us, to shape us into godly people, people that will follow him. God is always there. Every place that he leads us, he has a way out, even though we don't see that way. And we see throughout the Old Testament that God tested his people many times. And this passage that I just read is maybe one of the greatest examples of God testing his people. This was something that was planned by God. You will notice that God specifically told them where to camp. He specifically asked them to go where they were. As I understand that this location that God asked them to go to was between two mountains, with the sea in front of them. God had a plan. And then God closed the only escape from that plan, humanly speaking, with mountains on two sides, the sea in front of you. There's only one way out, the way you came in. But that was being blocked by the army of Egypt. The only possible route of escape was back into the wilderness. God had a plan to bring them there. He brought them into a tight, alarming situation, a crisis that by human means was impossible to get out of. God did save them from that situation in a mighty, powerful way. And I think about the purpose that God had for bringing his people into that situation. I think there's at least two purposes. One was that he wanted to get rid of, he wanted to annihilate Israel's enemies, that they would never have to go looking over their shoulder again, being afraid that they're being pursued by the Egyptians. And a second purpose is that I think that God wanted to provide an opportunity for his people to put their lives in his hands. And do as Moses told them, stand still and see the salvation of God. Moses, at the end of his life in the book of Deuteronomy, reminds the people that God had arranged these very situations to test them. He clearly says that all the ways that the Lord led you, talking about their journey through the wilderness, God led them to that situation, to that crisis. And Moses, later in that chapter, tells them why. He says that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. God's whole purpose was to bring them to a place where they recognized his power in their lives and that God was working for their good. God was bringing them into situations like this so that their faith could be strengthened, that their absolute trust would be put in him. So as the Egyptians approached, there was no place for the Israelites to go. They were in an impossible situation. And sad to say, the people's response was not very good. As I read there in verses 10 through 12, where they began to blame Moses, saying, "You brought us out here. There wasn't enough place to bury us all in Egypt, so you brought us out into this wilderness." But God was very patient with them. God recognized their fear. God knows that there are times when we are afraid. God helped them through that fear. And God gave them a way out. For us as his people today, if we are committed to him, we are following him, our steps are designed by God. He places us where he wants us. And he leads us onward and upward. So when we find ourselves in crisis, when we find ourselves in a place where it seems there's no escape, when we're afraid, God wants us to stand still and see his power at work. Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. God is saying to us this morning, I'm going to fight for you. I will deliver you. Let that promise be your strength. Let that promise take away your fear. We are going to find ourselves as human beings in difficult situations at times. It's a part of the world that we live in. And sometimes God allows us to come to the end of ourselves before we see a way out. He brings us to the same place that he brought the people of Israel, where we know we can't outrun the enemy. We know that we're no match for him in a fight. God is wanting us to stand still, to trust in him. You know, it's amazing that these people of Israel, just a powerful, wonderful deliverance they had from Egypt and the slavery that they were involved in, and yet they're complaining, wanting to go back to that. How often do we respond in that same way? As human beings, we have that tendency. We like to go back to what is familiar to us. We don't like the uncertainty of life. We like to go back so we know what to expect. But God wants us to move forward. God wants us to trust in him, to allow him to bring deliverance into our lives. We, on our own strength, have no ability to stand against the enemy. We need the power of God in our lives to overcome the temptations that come our way. That is the only way that we are able to resist Satan's attacks in our lives, by the power of the Holy Spirit, which comes to us as we put our faith in Jesus Christ. God's direction for us today comes primarily through the Scriptures. So we need to familiarize ourselves with the things that God wants in our lives. He wants us to stand still. He wants us to wait upon him. That is the secret to our deliverance and victory. Waiting on God. We have several other examples in Scripture where God commanded his people to stand still. In Joshua chapter 3, as the people of Israel were preparing to enter the promised land, God's instruction given to the priests is that they were to come to the brink of the Jordan River. And he says that ye shall stand still when the sole of your foot reaches the water. Then the priests are to stand still. And when they did that, God again brought about a miraculous way for them to enter the land, where the waters of the Jordan River stood up in a heap, and they were able to enter that land. God parted the waters for them. He did it because of their obedience, their faith in doing what God asked them to do. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, we have the account where Samuel had just spent some time with Saul. He was about to anoint Saul as king of Israel. And I don't know what was going through the mind of Saul, but Saul seems to be wondering how he is able to accomplish this task of leading God's people. Samuel gives him some important instructions, where Samuel is asking if Saul wants to hear the voice of God, if he wants direction from God. Samuel was asking him to stand still, to listen, to allow God to give him the word, the words to say, and the way to take as he led the people of Israel. There's another account in 2 Chronicles where we read about Judah being invaded by a coalition of armies. It was in the time of King Jehoshaphat. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we have this account where King Jehoshaphat feared because of these armies coming against him. In verse 3 of chapter 20, it says that Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. He proclaimed the fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. He proclaimed a fast. And Jehoshaphat, in verse 6, he asks of God, "Art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdom of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee?" He goes on, verse 12, he acknowledges, "For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." We see here, even though Jehoshaphat was afraid, he knew where to turn. He turned to God. And God brought about a mighty victory. Jehoshaphat wasn't afraid to tell God of his fear. The enemy was coming in. He's saying, "I don't know what to do, but I'm trusting in you. I'm fixing my eyes on you." There again, Jehoshaphat was able to set himself, focus on God, stand still, and wait on the deliverance from God. Verse 15, and he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them in the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeru. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." What a way to fight a battle. They simply had to stand still and see God work. They simply went out. The enemy fled. They simply went out and took of the spoils. God had brought about a great victory for them. They didn't even have to lift the sword because God had done the fighting for them. God's still in that same business. God wants to fight our battles for us. The question is, are we going to let him do that? Do we have the ability to stand still and by faith wait on him to bring about the victory? The psalmist in Psalm 46 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." Understand that simply means to cease, to forsake your striving. Acknowledge that I am God. Let's not try to win these battles on our own efforts. God is there, willing and very able to take care of those battles for us. You might ask the question, but didn't Israel at times need to take up arms and go to battle? Yes, they did. But they did it on one condition, that they first waited on God, that they first waited and received instructions from him. That's what Joshua did before they came to Jericho. God gave him detailed instructions on how to gain victory over Jericho. The idea of standing still does not mean that we're passive, but it simply means that we're resting in God. We're putting our faith in him. And so it becomes an act of faith to stand still. An active resting on God's promises. A determination to cease all questions, doubts, and useless strivings. Coming back to Exodus chapter 14. After Moses told the people to stand still, God spoke and gave Moses instructions on what to do. Verse 15, the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." And God instructed him to lift his rod. And we know what happened. The sea parted. God's people crossed on dry land. It was time to act. And God asked his people to move forward. When we're in a difficult, dangerous situation, it does make a difference whether we're there because of our own doing or whether God has led us there. We cannot expect God's protection if we're outside of his bidding. The people of Israel crossed on dry ground, but Pharaoh, trying to follow them, was destroyed. Pharaoh had no business being in the sea. God had not led him there. And we see that God brought a mighty deliverance for his people. So we cannot go through life being presumptuous that whatever we go after, God will protect us. It's only when he leads us there. We need to have a relationship with him so that we know where he is leading us. God's words to us, his promise to us, is that he will be with us. We don't need to be afraid. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The battles that we find ourselves in, are not there of our own choosing at times. And those battles are not going to be won with earthly resources or with numbers. But our success is in Jesus Christ. In following Him. And the words of the prophet Zechariah, where he says, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That's the way we're going to gain victory. Through the Spirit of God in our lives. We need to look to God. Allow His Holy Spirit to flood our lives so that we have clear direction where God wants to take us. And then we can, with courage, move forward. Move ahead, because God is leading us. And if we do find ourselves in a terrifying situation, we can take courage. We can stand still. God is going to work out the details of our lives. And so we can, with courage, move forward. And as God directed the people of Israel, we know that He will direct our lives as we yield to His Spirit. Let's take courage. Let's move as God leads us.